And now to the moment you've all been waiting for. If I could do a drum roll, I would. The winners of the Tom Roberts competition, which is in our partnership with the National Gallery of Australia, to celebrate the opening of this blockbuster of the work of the legendary Australian artist Tom Roberts at the National Gallery, we've asked you to tell us which Australian politician you would like painted and by which artist and why. We had many hundreds, 1,300 entries or more actually, some fabulous pairings of pollies and artists. The most popular artist by far was Ben Quilty, Catherine Del Barton, Brett Whiteley, Michael Zavros, William Dobell. They also featured strongly. And the most popular pollies, I guess not surprisingly, were former prime ministers Whitlam, Hawke, Keating, Fraser, Gillard, and the current PM, Malcolm Turnbull. James is here to help me announce the winners. James?
Well, first up, the winner from Queensland, Anita Hockman. She says she'd like to see Gough Whitlam and Vincent Lingiari painted by Guido van Helton. Quote, I propose a double portrait of two towering figures of importance, Gough Whitlam pouring the sand into the hands of Vincent Lingiari, a powerfully symbolic act of reconciliation painted by the world-acclaimed Australian street artist Guido van Helton, whose portraits are rendered with great sensitivity and are several stories high. And from Victoria, Prue Blackburn. She would like to see Bob Hawke painted by Ben Quilty. She says, with his rich, textured, bold brushwork, Ben would perfectly capture the character, depth, humanity and vulnerability of one of our most important prime ministers. I'm sure a portrait by Ben would deliver a vivid, everlasting image to the learned larrikin prime minister who brokered so much social and political change.
And the winner in New South Wales is David Wilson, who would like to see Foreign Minister Julie Bishop painted by the late Judy Kassab. He said Julie Bishop would be the quote, perfect subject for Judy Kassab, the artist's mastery of technique plus her insight into human nature enabled her to render both glamour and character. She would capture the Foreign Minister's unique combination of steeliness and elegance. And from my home state, South Australia, Graham Goddard is the winner. Graham would like to see Don Dunstan, who's former Premier, of course, of South Australia, painted by Geoffrey Smart. He says, Don Dunstan to be painted by Geoffrey Smart, the safari-suited Don Dunstan would make a striking counterpoint in Smart's stark urban industrial landscape.
We have a WA winner. Drumroll, Kay Land. She'd like to see a portrait of by Julie Dowling, the Aboriginal artist, of Ken Wyatt, the Aboriginal MP, the first Indigenous person elected to the House of Representatives. She wants the subject wearing the traditional buka, the kangaroo skin cloak with red-tailed black cockatoo feathers, presented to him by Noongar elders for the opening of the 43rd Parliament. And in the Australian Capital Territory, Anne Howe. Congratulations to you. She'd like to see Bronwyn Bishop painted by Andy Warhol. She says he is the ideal artist to capture Bronwyn Bishop's hair, glasses, brooches, sitting in the speaker's chair, a triptych of red and blue images worthy of the National Portrait Gallery.
That's a good one. And finally, the winner from the Northern Territory is Meredith Garlick. Meredith would like to see Paul Keating painted by Michael Zavros. And she says, quote, Paul Keating with his clocks, most important, by Michael Zavros. Zavros's paintings explore the shallows and depths of beauty, particularly in masculine inflection of the luxurious trappings of power. His hard-edged line and attention to detail would suit a portrait of Keating's finely etched features and keenness of mind.
The winner from Tasmania, James Parker. Congratulations, James. He suggests we revive the corpse of Picasso so he can paint Julia Gillard. Our under-respected past PM would appeal to Picasso's sense of feminine beauty. Nearly all of Picasso's women, from Demoiselle onwards, had generous lower proportions, and all of his female subjects had strong noses. So he asks, apocryphally, was Julia's great-great-grandmother once in Paris?
And of all, I'm still stuck on the notion of a several stories high painting of Gough Whitlam, Vincent Lingiari by Guido van Helton. But all fabulous entries. How articulate you all are. Congratulations to all the winners. You'll be heading to Canberra for the opening of the Tom Roberts exhibition at the National Gallery next week. Flights and accommodation provided for you and a guest. And thanks to every one of you who've entered. I love the way you join in these comps. It's great. It's very difficult to choose just seven winners from all those fabulous and creative entries. Wouldn't it be great if we could just get those seven portraits painted now? Well, at least some of them. Judy Kassab, as we said, has passed away.